Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to this latest instalment of the Athletico Mince Project. I am Andrew Dawson and I hope you're all well and enjoying what remains of our summer months. Picture yourself, if you can, taking in a morning at a local arts and crafts market. You hope to acquire some lovely new trinkets while helping out some hard-working creative types. You reach the end stall of the market and cast your eyes across a squatting husk of a man dressed as an army soldier, gobbing into a bucket. He has an array of animal bones and skulls lying on a stained duvet on the ground in front of him. "I found these in the woods," he says. "You can make them into jewellery or wind chimes or whatever. I couldn't care less, to be honest, but they're all 8 quid and you'll have to have the right money." It is, of course, my co-host, Mr. Bob Mortimer.
Oh, Mr. Bobby, with your dirty hobby, arts and crafts twat, with your donkey skull hat.
Hello, Bob.
Hiya, you all right?
I am, how are you? You all right?
I'm all right. I was in Bury yesterday, so I'm talking like that. Are you all right? How are you doing?
You've
right?
Been reacquitting yourself, have you, with your people?
Yeah. Now, T-shirt-wise, Andrew... A celebration of marmalade, the apricot. What's going on there? It's a mustardy sort of colour.
I don't know, a celebration of the Dutch, perhaps?
Perhaps the Dutch. Dutch?
I don't know. I just put it on. You're dressed as a jockey for some reason. What's that about?
Well, do you not think this Pete's cap is quite slimming?
A little bit.
I think so.
It hides your hair. Shall I grow me hair, do you think? I'm thinking about growing me hair.
Do you actually have hair?
That's the thing, just to see what's there, just to see if there is any.
I'll tell you what I would love, Andy, if you could do it. Do you know the Fordham cut? That slab of a pasty on I'd love you to grow one of them.
I don't think that's possible. I could maybe just get some icing off a cake and just put some of that on.
Yeah, or a glove.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm aiming for, but I feel as though... Because I'm not completely bald, almost bald in the sense that you are. There's a bald spot there, can you see?
Yeah.
There's a bald spot.
Yeah.
But I kind of feel as though I owe it to myself before I get too old to just let it grow.
I think you should have one last flourish, yeah.
Yeah, I might do that. I might do that in the winter months to keep me warm.
So, Andrew, I hope you're in good spirits.
I'm all right, yeah, not bad.
Thank you for your intro song. Just by chance... Patreon listeners will know that Peter Beasley occasionally sends in an intro.
Yes.
Yeah. And he sent me in another intro, so we should do it, Andrew. It's the World in Motion song. Okay. He's obsessed with it. He obviously resents he never got the job to do the rap. So once again, if you can give me, you know, that World in Motion beat.
I will be the human beatbox that I was in the recent... Past the and episode,
I'll press play and hopefully it'll gel.
Okay, here we go.
You got to stare around at the grass in the tree, seeing that you can spot some dog that on the leaves. You've got to look the part before you walk to the park, to always look your best. A puffer, puffer is smart. If the foreign lads are coming down the line, divert them with hot dogs, the best ones come in brine. Get your chicken wrap before you mount an attack. The journey might get bumpy if your chicken's not lumpy. And don't forget the eggs for your beautiful wife. If you do, she will lamp you to within an inch of your life. I'm staring for England. Oh, oh, oh! There you are. Thanks. It carries on.
Oh.
No, he doesn't need the music. He sent me a message.
Oh.
You do the music if you want. There you are. Go, Bob. That's got you in a mood for the podcast, like, you know, a bit of football rap. A lot of fun writing that, so much so that I've actually written down that it was a fun thing to do. So, update-wise, I should tell you that the wife's gone all organic, you know, with her eggs these days. I used to be able to get away with, you know, like barnyard or farm fresh, you know. But she saw some laugh on her TV saying that the organics like happier chickens, you know. So she's got all sentimental about it, like, you know. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Problem is, I can only get the organics in town, like, and not from the local corner shop or the garage. So anyway, you know, yesterday I ran out and she were absolutely busting for a 12-egg poachy and scrambled platter, like, so. And I only had 7 eggs, so I sneaked to the garage under the excuse of saying I was going to have a good stare at the jet wash for half an hour, you know, and I got some barnyard, like. So I used the barnies for the scrambled egg element of the platter because I thought she'd have less chance of spotting them, like, you know. But sadly, she did spot it, and I got into some very deep, you know, very, very deep shit. I said, there you go, darling, a lovely 12-egg scramble and poachy platter with a nice mug of Bovril.
What's going on with these fucking scramblers? They seem very pale and watery. Are these organics?
I think so, love.
You look a bit shifty to me. I can see your eye twitching like a let me have a taste. I can see your eye twitching like let me have a taste, dear. Oh, you dirty, cheating, useless, midnight fucking creeper. They've got absolutely zero fucking clout. And the farm freshers are worse than that, and they're not fucking Barneys, are they?
Come to think, love, they could be Barneys. I might have picked up a box by mistake.
There's no fucking mistake here, haircut boy. You have deliberately tried to fucking take me with Barneys, you sneaky little wonky dial. Now get yourself down to Asda and buy me organics, and the money is coming out of your savings for that daft fucking knee-length puffer coat you after.
Okay, love. Sorry about that. Do you want me to dispose of the platter?
No. Keep your stubby chimp's fingers off it. Eggs is eggs, and I'm gasping for a full fucking dozen. And stop staring at my fronties. They're out of bounds for 2 weeks, cos of you.
Okay, love. Sorry, love. I'll be back as soon as I can, you know. So that was a bit of a close one there, Bob and Andy, you know, and I'm still getting the glares off her whenever I pass the TV room, like, you know. So anyway, so good luck with the podcast, and remember that a stare at a bush is worth two at your hand. Keep them peeled.
Oh, turn that it over. That's nice of Peter, wasn't it?
Oh, lovely stuff. You know what? I think that's the first time he's ever acknowledged me in one of his messages. He mentioned me there. I feel a little bit, touched.
What are you like? Do you like organics, Barneys, farm fresh,
not
free
fuss.
Range? What?
Oh, free not range. Fuss. Yeah, I don't get, you know, caged eggs, that are kept in cages. No, I like free range. I'm very
But on a more serious note, Andrew, actually, you've made a mistake there because the free range egg isn't exactly what you think it is.
Really?
No. With a free ranger, right?
Yeah.
All it means is that there must be a little access to the outdoors that is open for a certain amount of hours a day, and none of the chickens use it.
Oh, God, what should I be getting then?
The only egg that is like the one you're thinking of, whether just in a field,
yeah,
is organic.
Right. Okay.
So you know that's yeah. I tell you what, Annie. One thing you should do is you should go to the Thought Roundabout. Yeah. Yeah. You know where that is. Yeah. Go to the Thought Roundabout. An exit at Success Junction. Don't you reckon? Do you reckon? Do you reckon?
Yes. Egg tips. Right, I've got a new game.
Go on then.
For us to play. And it's called Can You Smell Smoke? And I'd like you to play along, Bob, if you could.
Can You Smell Smoke?
Here we go. Bob.
Yeah?
Can you smell smoke?
No.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
So you're saying that you can't smell smoke?
Yes.
Okay. Bob? Thank you for playing Can You Smell Smoke?
It's a good game, Andrew. It's a good game.
I think it could catch on.
Remember from the 1970s? Do you remember broken glass? It were everywhere, weren't they? In the street, at the kiddies' playground, even in your bed. You'd tell your mum and she'd say, shove it to one side and just sleep next to it, you daft apeth. And a path outside your house would be full of broken glass, wouldn't it? Do you remember? You'd have to ring the council to come and take it away. Do you remember ringing the council? You'd have to do it on the landline. Do you remember the landline, do you? From the 1970s. Hey, you remember? But you could never get through with them because there was always a crossed line, wasn't there? Crossed lines. Who remembers them? Crossed lines. There'd always be a heavy breather on there, wouldn't there? I got a £70 fine for heavy breathing back in the 1970s. But it was just me asthma. Honest.
That was Vince Parsnips.
He's very good. Pointing out things and you remember them.
That happened.
It happened and it's funny, factually, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey, how's your health, Bob? I've just got like a little reminder in my phone in the calendar that says once a year I've got to ask you how your health is.
Could you so, give a fuck?
Not really.
It's pretty good at the moment.
Yeah.
I can't think of any ailment at the moment. I'm sleeping all right.
Yeah.
I'm watching me Real Housewives. It's okay, thanks for asking. What am I watching?
What else are you watching? Anything good?
I'm just watching hours and hours of Real Housewives. Have you watched did you have a look at the CSI for Real Forensics?
Yeah, I watched some of that. That was good.
That's a good show, isn't it?
Yeah, and I've also been watching Love Island.
Oh, have you got caught? You've got caught.
I've been suckered into watching that by my daughter. And I've been watching Ghosts, the sitcom.
I've heard that's a funny show.
That's funny. I've been watching that with my son because basically they're at an age now where anything that I can get any kind of connection with them, shared experience, I'll just do it, whatever it is. So Love Island and Ghosts, that's what I've been watching.
Does your lad like the football? Can you connect with him over footy?
Yeah. That's our main thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Sunderland season tickets and all that. So did you watch, are you watching that thing on BBC Four, Philly DA?
No. Tell me about it.
I thought you might have done because it's legal based. It's a documentary series about the Philadelphia district attorney.
Good.
And they get elected over there.
Yeah.
And he's a bit of a left field. He used to be kind of a protester sort of fella. And then found his way into office. I thought you might have seen it with it being legal based with your.
No, sorry, I can't look it, but I'll check it out.
I only watched the first one. It was pretty good.
All right, I'll check that out.
I watched the first one the other day.
Is that a profession these days, protester? I'm a protester,
I think it is, yeah.
What are you doing? Oh, Stan, what are you doing these days? Doing the protesting,
You get a licence from the council to do it, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a licensed protester these days, Andrew, I went up to Alexander Palace in London.
Yeah.
It's one of the places I went, because I needed my ray gun serviced.
Right.
And I have to, I don't know if you know, you have to get a certificate of compliance. It's like an MOT, but for your ray gun.
Right.
It comes from the Ministry of Weapons.
Of course it does, yeah.
It's just routine. They're like, replace the quartz ignition and top up the rare levels, you know, the rare juices. They do it in an hour or so. So I thought I'd pop round to Slaughter's now because it's reopened, Slaughter's restaurant. I didn't think it would reopen because, you know, did you know they got into big trouble with their no mask policy? And especially when Ron Craig started filtering his gravies through used masks to try and make a point, you know what I mean? That he found lying about the retail park and that.
Yeah.
But you can't keep an entrepreneur like Craigsy down.
Andrew. That's true.
And sure enough, they were offering, it's like it says, post-pandemic celebration lunch, £20. Mm. Yeah. Not bad, Andrew. Mm-hmm. £20, three course.
I'd have gone.
So I took a door next to the table next to the door, so I got the occasional blast of fresh air, you know what I mean?
Yeah, healthy.
No sooner had I sat down and screwed on me dining brass hand than in walks Adrian Lewis, you know, darts player. He's with Martin. How lucky am I for Holmes Under the Hammer?
Yeah.
They sat a couple of tables down from me, so I listen in to what occurred. So I'll tell you what happened. Listen.
Right.
Oh, fuck, says Adrian. You're going to love it here, Marty. It's 100% meat-based, with off-cut side orders and juices extracted directly from uncharted cuts. Martin from Holmes Under the Hammer. It's got a very unusual smell. A bit like a landfill site, you know, or a shit farm. Unusual. But do you know what? I think I like it. Oh, good lad, Marty. It turns some people's stomachs. But you know what? It just turns me on. And a waiter comes along.
All right, you pair of bollocks. Are you ready to place your orders?
May I ask, what's actually in the dish Moment of Death platter?
Yes, sir, you certainly fucking can.
All right, yeah, what's in the Moment of Death platter?
It's a platter of raw cuts that have been sliced off just after their final scream. Tongue, lung sac, liver fat, heel, and inner and outer ear.
Right, and what does he come with?
Guilt. And of course, it's virtually swimming in various bloods.
No, maybe not. What are you having, Adrian, my sweet, sweet, darty party?
Oh, what's this one here? A taste of Herefordshire.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. It conjures up images of fields of wheat and lambs galloping on pastures while a harvest moon sets on the horizon.
It's beef tendons in pig's milk with a shocking amount of nasal line and patty as a side dish.
Oh, you meaty hero that has got me popping and sweating like a trout in a microwave.
The pig's milk has been slightly curdled with chicken hormones.
Fuck off.
No, you fuck off, sir.
Not till I've eaten. I'll take one of those, thank you. What about you, Marty?
Do you just do a steak with maybe some chips? I love chips, especially the twice fried ones, which I know sounds a bit unusual. Ooh, well, but I do like it. Yes, I do push pineapple, shake the tree.
Excuse me, sir, but please never mention fruit in this establishment. The legal pack on our website makes this very fucking clear. Chef Craggs considers it a curse.
Oh, well, God, at that moment, Craggsy arrived at the table.
Did I just hear some fucker mention the name of your fucking throat?
Yes, that was me. Sorry, I didn't know it wasn't allowed. I do beg your pardon. Shan't happen again. Oops, everything seems to have gone a little bit pear-shaped.
Jesus fucking Christ, man. There you go again. That's twice the fucking crime, and you haven't even ordered yet. Is that your perfume I can smell? It's interfering with the meaty ambience like a copper at one of me dog fights. Fuck, it's strong and cheap. Where did you get it? B&M Bargains?
No, it's well-known brand, actually. It's called Apricots by Bunjami.
Sorry, Ron. I'll deal with this. Get out of the restaurant now, you fucking hedgehog in a coat. I'll give you 3 seconds before I tip me cleaver to your legs.
Folk, you'd better go, Marty. You'd better get out.
and Martin ran out, you know, screaming almost.
I should have read the legal pack on the website before I came in.
So at just that moment, Craggsy started having a piss on the floor. So I thought, oh, I'm not up to it today. I followed Martin out. And we went to prep for a crayfish sandwich and the flaxseed latte.
Oh, that's nicer.
So that's nice, isn't it?
Oh, it's nicer. That's, I mean, you know, it's all there, isn't it? Always read the legal pack.
Always
that's
read the
advice,
legal pack.
Isn't it?
Do you know
Can
what I mean?
Can I just say, this might not be a popular opinion, but I'm really glad to see the back of the Olympics and see the return of Holmes under the hammer.
Yeah, I know. It's a shocking moment when you go on the iPlayer to catch up on Escape to the Country and it's just a void.
There's only so many different kinds of bike race I can tolerate.
What was your favourite activity at the Olympics?
Whoa, favourite thing I think was the speed climbing. Did you see that where they were climbing?
Didn't see that one.
Climbing wall, and they were up there, 20 metres I reckon, in about 7 seconds.
Wow.
It was like human Spider-Men and women. That was good.
And did they have to play TIG or anything? Or they just, who could do
it
quickest?
No, there was no TIG. There's a campaign to have TIG restored to the Olympics because it used to be in until 1936 when Hitler had it removed.
Oh, right. But, I'd like to see it back. It's a terrific game.
It would be one in the eye for Hitler, wouldn't it?
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
What places have you been since lockdown, Andy?
What places have I been since since freedom?
Well, no, since like when since lockdown, I've been to Sainsbury's, a branch of Rohan. I've bought a shirt. I've been to an information centre, Ashdown Forest.
Oh, you listed them, have you?
Yeah, a fishing tackle shop in Keswick. And a Booths. Oh, you didn't know about Booths. Do you know about Booths supermarkets?
I've heard of Booths. I've seen one once when I was on my travels.
That's all I've done. I just wondered, what have you done lots?
During the whole period, Sainsbury's, Asda, when we were free for a brief time last summer, I went to Annick to a nice bookshop called Barter Books.
Right.
And other than that, there's been pretty much nothing else.
Not much of a life, is it, really?
You know what? It's all right.
It's all right.
It could be worse. It's all right. I never did much in the first place before all of this.
Yeah.
So
I'm getting braver, you know. I'm going to try to believe in the vaccine and get myself out and about a bit.
Yeah. I mean, I went on holiday in Scotland for a week and that felt all right.
Oh, fuck it. Oh, my wife had some questions about that, actually.
Oh, okay, good.
So I think if she mentioned Scotland. Yeah, here's a wife question. Andy, okay, she says, I saw you recently went to Scotland.
Hello.
Did you parade around the glens in your red nylon Sunderland tracksuit, or did you go like full millets?
What is full millets?
You know, like waterproof cagoule and walking boots and...
Well, I was lucky. The weather was really nice, so I wore a nice T-shirt like this one and some shorts, some cargo shorts.
Ooh, you in cargo shorts.
Yeah. Yeah, think about that.
Yeah.
With mud bottle legs.
Yeah, that's a trouser buster, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Andy, were you camping, glamping, Airbnb, or did you all just sleep in your Citroën with multi-pack crisps for your pillows?
Oh, God. This representation of me is deeply unfair. Airbnb, actually. Airbnb.
Nice.
A nice cottage. And the only downside was that there was a massive fucking wasp's nest in the roof.
Yeah.
So we had to get pest control.
What were you doing in the roof?
Well, I wasn't in the roof, but the wasps were there. I could clearly see them going in and out.
And it bothered you,
I felt uncomfortable. Yeah, it bothered me. Yeah. I thought they might launch an attack or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, generally doesn't happen, Andrew. Generally, it's just...
You never know, though, do you? You can't be sure.
Andrew, did the kids manage to find an amusement arcade in the Highlands to keep you all entertained?
No, because we had a games room, a converted garage, which had a table tennis table in it. So we all played table tennis.
What, for hours and hours and hours?
And sucked on the bats, on the rubber bits on the bats for comfort.
And did it have a telly? Can be a bit of a bugger if you...
Yeah, it had a telly. Yeah, it had a telly. I went on holiday to a farm in Scotland when I was 8, and it didn't have a telly. A cottage on a farm. Imagine that, going on holiday with no telly.
It's madness,
even
isn't
back
it?
Then. I just played... I played marbles for the whole 2 weeks.
I mean, so I'm quite outdoorsy in my own way, but come the evening, I need my telly, you know what?
Telly on, yeah.
I'm not insane. Gangs of the EPL.
Oh, yeah.
What do you reckon? Do you want to listen to a bit
of
that?
Go for it. Yes, please.
Gangs of the EPL's fire. So, Andy, Moose and his mates at Infinity Rocket Plastics, they're hacked into one of these Zoom meetings of the White Hearts, you know, the Tottenham gang the other day.
Yeah.
It's a decent bit of footage, actually.
Right.
It was interesting. He apparently penetrated the main server with something called the Grantham overcoat.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know
I'm
that?
Some, with that.
Some, that's a phrase for some way of getting into a router. So
saw that online, yeah.
So in the Zoom room, you got Harry, Kane, Debbie Alley, Eric Dyer, Tinksy Winksy, Son Thing. And here's a surprise. This is going to surprise you. Jose Mourinho.
Whoa!
Yeah.
He's back.
Yeah, so I'll press play and all that business. So it starts off with Harry. Right, what's this all about? I haven't really got time for idle chatter and chit-chat jibber twaddle. I'm in the middle of very exciting and very complicated negotiations about my future. Winksy. It's just that you're like our boss and, you know, without you, we'd kind of be... What's the word we used, Eric? Eric. Rudderless. No need to get all boaty and nautical, Eric. What you mean is that you will miss my leadership, my advice and access to our HQ in me mam's garage. Simple as that. Debbie Alley. It's not just that, boss. The fact is we is all hurting about you leaving. You is a magie. Well, I'm sorry, Debbie, but that's not my problem. I had a very gentlemanly agreement with Daniel Levy that I could leave this season and seek success in new pastures. Something. Here, Harry. Not Scottish, is he? German. Here, Harry. Don't get all agricultural and rural on us. That's a reference to the fact that he said new pastures. And rural on us, I thought you and me had a good thing going. Well, something we did. But it's no good getting it into a fluffy buffery about it. You've got to move on. You've got to let it go. Oh, so now you're getting all Disney Frozen on me. I'm no princess and I don't watch cartoons and I only sing K-pop. Click, click, bang, bang. We just sing it like it's click, click, bang, bang. Eric, I watch cartoons. Winksy, me too, Eric. What's your favourite? Eric, Ed. And Eddie. Ah, SpongeBob for me. I love the little absorbent bastard. Debbie Alley. Shut up about cartoons, you two. So you say that Daniel Levy said you can go, even though you are a top scoring striker with a magic chin and increasingly deep lying tendencies. Jose Mourinho. He interrupts. If I may interrupt, Harry is a warrior. Daniel Levy is evil. He has no respect for teamwork, commitment and family. If you trust him, then you will be disappointed. With me, you win trophies. With him, you lose your pride. Winksy.
But we didn't win trophies with you, did we? So in one sense of everything, you is not a person who keeps his promises. You hardly even played me, you fucker.
That's okay, Winksy. I hear you. I feel you. I respect you. I admire your lovely legs. But the reason we didn't win anything was Daniel Levy, because Daniel Levy is evil. And what's more, he has no understanding of bandages. Harry.
Jose, you just said he doesn't understand bandages. Is that what you meant to say?
Yes, 100%. No idea about bandages. Eric. So, Harry, are you definitely going?
Daniel wants me to stay, of course, but I haven't heard anything from you lot, to be honest. Anyone would think that you couldn't care less with a cream horn on top and a Tootsie Roll in your pockets.
Debbie.
Listen, boss, we all respect your decision and all think you is magi. But if you got to fly, then we ain't causing turbulence. We just want to be advised who is to be next leader of White Hearts. I was thinking maybe that should be me.
Winksy.
Maybe we should ask Undumbly. They say he has a magic ass and a really cool underground headquarters with long sofas and a waffle maker.
Something. Fuck, German. It would be good. I've got a K-pop karaoke rig in my penthouse and an M&M dispenser. Oh, and although my sofas are not long, they're very deep and highly circular.
Listen, you... you're all getting fluffed to within an inch of your buffers. Listen, I've already decided who my successor shall be, and it's... Look at all you lot looking like Tommy McTenderhooks. My successor is... Eric Dyer.
Thanks, boss. I won't let you down, Debbie Alley.
Oh, God, listen to that again.
Oh, what the fuck does he say? Took on too much, here.
Oh, God, listen to Eric getting all Barry homeowner on us. Makes you sick. Look, sorry, lads, I've got to go. I'm getting very unctuous and double fluffed here.
Jose, Harry, one second. I don't think I did mean bandages. I meant managers.
Okay, Jose, come on.
And Harry does his final flourish like he always does.
Okay, Jose, come on, let's get this fucking... Let's just fucking end this meeting.
Oh, I'm sorry, Andy, that was all a bit of a mess, that was.
No, I enjoyed that, that was nice. We've got to make the most of it while we can because, you know, Harry Kane might not be there forever.
Yeah, true.
Earlier on, you mentioned our Patreon offering, Club Parsnips, patreon.com/... Athletico Mints, and on there the listeners get to submit questions, and there's a one left over from the last episode from Samuel Jorgensen, I think it says here,
right?
And he asked, would it be possible to get Mark Lawrenson's favourite modes of transportation? And Mark Lawrenson top 10, much love, says Samuel. Much love back to you, Samuel. So I got Mark to submit his top 10, and here it is.
Oh, nice one.
Hello, I'm Mark Lawrenson, and these are my top 10 modes of transportation. Number 10, the moped. Number 9, the steam train. Number 8, horseback. Number 7, the pedalo. Number 6, the tandem. I often like to take to the roads in a tandem with Barbara behind me and our rabbit Ngini Jr. in a little basket at the front. Number 5, I couldn't think of a number 5. Number 4, the speedboat. I enjoy the wind flowing through what's left of my hair while out on a lake. Number 3, the motor car. Number 2, a gondola. The cornetto, of course. And number 1, you're not going to expect this, it's a husky-drawn sled ride.
Oh, wow.
Thank you very much. That's my top 10 modes of transportation.
Mark would look sweet with his tight silvery shirt on with huskies in front of him.
Definitely, wouldn't he? So there we are, that's that.
I think there's almost a programme in that. Maybe he's a detective on a sleigh, tight shirt.
A canal detective, that would be good, slow speeds.
Well, I was thinking that I like the snowiness, you know, a bit like that Nordic crime thing. I think he'd be very good as well, because he's very pedantic. He'd just work through the clues, you know. He'd just do good coppering.
Would you need to send him off to some... He can't do it in Britain, because we hardly get snow anymore. You'd have to send him off somewhere.
Have to send him
Greenland
off.
Greenland or something like that.
Iceland pier.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Could work.
I think I'd like to do some observation comedy, because that's where it's
at. Oh, you've got some as well?
I've got a little bit as well. I'll have a go. See what you think. You know, I'm trying to work up to a routine kind of thing. Mm. Have you ever noticed? I say, is this something that you've previously noticed but subsequently forgotten? Let's see. Have you ever noticed, have you, honestly, that occasionally when you're in a supermarket, both you and another shopper reach for an item at the same time, and then you both withdraw your hand and pretend you didn't actually want the item? Have you ever noticed that? And then, as you walk off, the hinge mechanism of your brass hand gets caught on a 5-pack of streaky bacon. Have you noticed that and enjoyed remembering it? I have. Any good? Drop it.
It was better than mine.
Okay,
I'll say that. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's any kind of indication of quality.
I'll try another one. I'm going to try three on you, and I'll tell me which one I should put in my act, right? Have you ever noticed that very occasionally when you park your car in a multi-storey, you're miles from the pay point, and when you get there, you can't remember your reg number? And you walk back to the car, you take a photo of it, and then you walk back to the pay point, but your phone has died, and so you walk back to the car to get a pen to write it down, but you've left your keys on top of the pay machine, so you get right angry, smash up the coin mechanism with your brass hand. Have you ever noticed that? Have you ever noticed that happening? Not any good?
Better than the first one.
Better than the first one.
Yeah, improving, I think, yeah.
Here's the final one. Okay. Have you ever noticed that sometimes when you've had a drink, you can be a bit unsteady on your feet, yeah? And you have to steady yourself against, you know, for example, a brick wall, and you wake up in the morning and your brass hand is scratched up, and no amount of Pearson's brass hand restorer can shift the scratches. Have you ever noticed that? Have you noticed that?
I like the middle one the best.
Okay, I'll put that in my act.
Right, good. I've got a couple of names for you that I forgot to introduce earlier.
It's a bit late now, isn't it?
Well, we can apply them retrospectively.
All right.
Do you know what I mean? And then you can listen back again through the filter of those names. You can be Sir Ian Bree. He has recently acquired the UK licence for the importation of Old Bree. So any Bree that you buy, 15% of the money goes to him. You can be Bruce Forsyth. He claims the secret to long life is doing four shits every day.
Yes.
Even if it kills him. Or you can, of course, be Honky Tonk. It's up to you.
So it's Bruce Four numeral.
Bruce Four Shites, yeah.
I think I'll take that, Andy. I think I'll take it.
It's not sophisticated, it's not subtle, but then sometimes, you know, you don't have to be.
Yeah, no, it's a high impact name. You know, hello, my name's Ruth Ankles.
Yeah.
That would pique your curiosity, wouldn't it? And if you said, yeah, my name's Bruce Forsyth, it'd pique your interest.
What's the story behind that? It does. Well, I've enjoyed this episode, Bruce Forsyth. Thank you very much. And thanks to everyone for listening.
Thank you for listening. See you next time.
Yeah. Ta-ra.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.